Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle, teaming up with the Washington State Council of Firefighters again this year. Why? Well, we want to put 1,000 new coats on kids that need them this holiday season. So far, the Rockaholics, you've been doing a great job. It's just $34. That's all it takes to put a brand new American-made coat on a kid that needs one.
We've got over $11,000 raised so far. Of course, We've got that goal of $34,000.
We can do this.
I think so, too. And let's give a shout-out to some people that made some donations, because it's really cool to see the messages that people are putting up at KSW.com. Like Gary, he donated a bunch of money saying kids should not have to worry about clothing. Another person, Tanya, she said, we donate because we understand how it feels as a parent to not be able to afford coats or anything for that matter, to look in your child's eyes and see stress and fear. This is the season to give, to love, and remember that we're all one nation. We're sending money, love, and our hope and prayers that many more reach into their wallets and do the same. We're here to take care of one another. For some reason, some people have forgot that little concept.
And I love the fact that I have resolution issues. So when I give to something, to think that immediately something can be taken care of, $34 will put a brand new American-made coat on a child in need. That can be done. Even if you don't have the full 34, any bit helps. And you know, look, a few people give a little here, there, and there. Next thing you know, there's another coat. So, and it goes to all Pacific Northwest kids. They're American-made coats. There's a lot of great reasons why this is a good thing to do. You want more info? You want to share in your social networks? You want to make that donation? Go to KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Migs.
It's time to play the game. Yeah. Do everybody scream his name. Beat Migs. Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
Beat Migs. You're a loser.
It is time to beat Migs. And it's time to pump it up for Monday.
Already pumped it up with a perfect 10 earlier today.
But that holiday decline's got to kick in.
Does it?
Starts now, huh?
Yeah, it's got to start now. At some point, Steve's just going to be done.
It very well may be today. Right now, we've got William and Renton to take on Steve. William, are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Oh, I'm excited about this. You know, I'll be there. Tickets to the WWE SmackDown, which is happening at the Angel of the Winds Arena on February 5th. And the tickets don't go on sale until Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster. So you got Friday so you can win these before you can buy them.
Ooh, win before you buy them.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, William will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. William, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What is the generation of people born from 1946 to 1964 called?
Baby boomers.
Yes. Which U.S. president issued the Emancipation Proclamation?
Abraham Lincoln.
Yes. Which main actor had a major role in both Married with Children and Modern Family?
Pass.
Who was the youngest member of the Jackson 5?
Michael Jackson.
Yes. What movie monster was the mascot for the cereal Fruit Brute?
Pass.
Which state was an independent nation for 10 years during the 19th century?
Pass.
In the 12 days of Christmas, what was given on the third day?
Pass.
What beer's name means lion's brew in German?
Say that again.
What beer's name means lion's brew in German?
Oh.
Oddington.
No. Three correct.
I never knew that.
Really?
Oh, that's cool. There's a lot of words I'm learning about them. Like, oh, that was them. Like last week was Corona we were talking about with beer.
Exactly, yeah.
You got to become the beer trivia guy, actually.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's kind of fun like that.
Yeah.
I like it. Not all of them are cool names like that, but sometimes they are.
I like it. So far, both of them are really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve?
Yes?
Are you ready?
Yes.
What is the generation of people born from 1946 to 1964 called?
Stupid.
No.
Wow. Millennial. No, baby boomers.
Baby boomers.
Yes.
I'm a baby boomer.
Boomers.
Which Humor. U.S. president issued the Emancipation Proclamation?
Lincoln.
Yes. Which main actor had a major role in both Married with Children and Modern Family?
Ooh. Ted Bundy. Nah. What the hell is this guy? Al Bundy. What the hell is his name?
I know. It's tough, isn't it?
Ed O'Neill.
Yes. Nice. Who was the youngest member of the Jackson 5?
Jekko. Michael.
Yes. Which movie monster was the mascot for the cereal Fruit Brute?
Oh, Frankenstein.
No.
No.
Dracula.
No.
No.
Count Chocula.
No. No. Which state was an independent nation for 10 years during the 19th century?
State? I'm going to go Hawaii.
No.
Texas.
Yes.
Nice.
In the 12 days of Christmas, what was given on the third day?
Three French men.
No.
French hens.
Yes.
Three French men.
One, two, three,
Vicky's
four.
12 days of Christmas.
Yes, 5-6. You win 6-3.
Sorry about that.
Sorry, William.
Oh, it's cool. Thanks.
Take it easy, buddy. All right, so far,
it's like
Steve.
The dirty version of the 12 days of Christmas.
She could write a song.
Yeah. The only one that you got to that you missed, the movie monster that was the mascot for the cereal Fruit Brute.
Yeah. Does anybody know?
No.
It was one of those, like, not very popular, I think, discontinued pretty quickly sort of one.
And they were running out of monsters, so they had to use this dude. But it didn't, but you can't. What can you get to rhyme with werewolf?
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
Yeah, so they
the werewolf was the Fruit Brute.
Oh. Yeah. It was lame.
Yeah, they had Frankenberry, Count Chocula, Booberry. Yeah.
Booberry is the best.
Yeah. Was it? I never tried those ones. I always loved Count Chocula.
Yeah, they were good, the Booberry.
Booberry was awesome.
Yeah.
You were awesome, Steve, so thank congratulations. You got 6 correct.
Call number 6. Guess what you're doing? You are checking out WWE SmackDown live at Angel of the Winds Arena. Caller number 6 at 206-449-1181. That's 206-449-1181. Boom!
Boom.
Just like that. I don't know if you saw this. There's a Facebook post going viral right now from a woman who just canceled her baby shower. Why? Because her family mocked the name she picked for her unborn son.
Was there the ABCDE one?
Oh, Abcaday?
Yeah,
Abcadef?
Abcity?
Yeah, Abcity. That's it. Yeah. I actually kind of like that. I like Abcity. The name
was like a new search engine for your computer, sure, but no, it's a name for a kid.
Absidy. It sounds like a muscle like supplement or something.
Absidy,
get
brother.
Swole with Absidy.
So here's the name she wanted for her kid, and of course her family was not on board with this one. She wanted to name her kid Squire Sebastian Senator. That was what she wanted to name
Squire?
Her kid.
Squire?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was going to be the
name. There's worse names out there.
Sebastian's a good name. I think Sebastian's a great name.
Yes.
But,
Maybe, you know, a crustacean from The Little Mermaid.
Or a kicker for the Seahawks.
Yeah. Sebastian, man. It's a good, strong name.
Yeah.
Sebastian.
I mean,
for a life of drinking vodka later on and kicking balls.
I still think the crab from The Little Mermaid with the Jamaican accent. And
well, there is
just,
that.
You know, a buzzkill. Yeah.
I can't argue with you on that. I wouldn't be surprised people haven't called a lot of kids Sebastian from that generation. She says, quote, and she said, that's only his first name. Wow, so they're not even middle names, and that's all his first name, Squire Sebastian Senator. See this? See, here's the problem. SSSS. Is that SSS? Yeah, that would be his name. I don't know. See, some parents just need to. Some of them, you know. But you got to try to at least give the kid a shot, right?
It's going to get to a point where somebody's going to be made fun of because their name is Bill or Mike or Joe. My gosh, what kind of name is that?
You're right.
We're getting to that point where everyone's going to have these weird names like Apple and Sebastian and
Squire.
Absidy.
I've always wanted to name my first child Bishop Archimedes.
And why?
Because a bishop is a position of power, and an Archimedes is a very famous inventor. So it's a powerful
evil inventor.
See, this is...
No, so you want Bishop from the X-Men character.
Kind of a little bit, yeah.
Exactly.
Bishop's fine, but Archimedes?
It's just his middle name. He's never going to call him that.
What if he decides that... some kids, they decide they don't like their first name, or some adults, and they decide to just go by their middle name.
They can go as Archie.
See, this generation of parents...
B.A. for badass.
Yeah!
I like that. Yeah, badass. Baracus. Remember, yep. It was B.A. Baracus.
Yep. Badass.
Yeah, it stood for Bishop Archimedes.
Yeah.
It didn't.
Again, as a parent, and I've had friends like this, I go, you got to think about the kid. You just can't think about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the buddy that I used to work with would name his kids after people he thought were famous. And it's like, you can't call your kid Satchel Paige. And that's what he called his kid.
It was very weird names, too. It was
Lucille Ball was what he wanted to call his kid. I go, really?
You're throwing shade and your kids don't even have middle names.
Yeah, they do. Joey D's.
Yeah.
Joey D's nuts.
I'm throwing shade at giving the kid a horrible life. You know, a kid named Joe and a girl named Sarah, they're not going to get made fun of in school with those names. Even though my wife wanted to call him Jaya Dave and her Saraswati, it was like, we don't live anywhere near Indian communities. No one's going to get it, honey, and they're going to hate these kids. And so I had to put my foot down and say, we're going to give the kids names that they won't get picked on. Don't you have to do that as a parent? Don't you have to think about that?
I don't know if it matters anymore, though, because everybody's got weird names. So, what is weird anymore?
But she says she would never let people call her kid by his nickname. It would be his full name. You always have to call my son Squire Sebastian Senator.
I would hate that parent.
And then she says, I never knew my family could be so judgmental. Well, you're obviously a tool shed. You're a tool shed. Of course we'd be judgmental of you.
Could you imagine, like, your kid's friends with their kid, and then you find out that's the rules? I'd be like, you can't hang out with that kid anymore. I don't care if he's the coolest kid in school.
Yeah.
You can't hang out with that kid anymore. I don't want to have to deal with that mom.
God. Nice try being so controlling, by the way, because guess what? Kids are going to call your kids anything they want. It's part of just broing down and making friends. And you
talk about kids are very respectful and they'll do whatever you wish.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. You're right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, and she says one more thing. I want to let everybody know that I was not drunk when I named my child.
No, that's good to know.
How bad is this? So that's the kid's name. It's official. Oh, that's just... I'm how could you be married to somebody like this? I'd be done with her.
I mean, does it say that she's married?
Oh, that's a good call. I just assume.
I mean, maybe the guy saw the warning signs. Like, you know what? Child support seems like a really good idea at this time.
Yeah, and I don't even want to see you. I'll see the kid, but I want to see you.
Right. What do I need? What kind of check do I need to cut?
Do you just tell that kid, look, between you and me, your name is Sam.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't tell your mother. Don't tell any of the other crazy people.
Oh, we got somebody that texts us. They want some advice, BJ.
Oh, I'm here, baby.
It says, I'm 51. I have a Tinder account. My kids changed my settings as a joke, so the age range is now at 19. I never changed it back, but here's the thing. I'm starting to match a lot with people that are in their 20s.
Sugar daddy. Yeah.
What do
That's
you think?
That's pretty cool. I didn't know that. I wondered about that because...
Should I go for the young men?
What?
Ooh.
Oh, so, well, I don't know if it's a guy or girl, but why not? Either way.
Well, I think it's a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, then you're the cougar.
Yeah.
Why
not? She says, yeah, am I a cougar for this?
Why not? Be a cougar.
Here's the thing.
Go for it. You're in your 50s. Get laid. Have fun.
I mean, most guys in there, like, when you're 19, like, yeah, they have the endurance, but they're not really good at doing it.
Well, she can show them.
Yeah.
She can be Mrs. Robinson.
There's a lot of stories.
Right.
It's the Mrs. Robinson story, Vicky. There's nothing better than having the wise woman teach those young men how to get it done. And then you'll benefit. You don't think so? They're doing it for you.
It's too much work.
Well, that's because you're young. You know what?
I want somebody as slutty as me and with as much experience as me so we know what we're doing.
Some people like to offer knowledge and teach.
And I've done
show.
That before. It's just...
This
it's
isn't about
headache.
You, Vicky Barcelona.
We're talking about an older 51-year-old woman.
I know. I'm like,
she wants young dongs.
I'm saying not 19, maybe 25.
Oh, my God. You know what?
She said the guy's in the
20s. Yeah.
I'm trying to help her out.
I don't know. You're hurting us, though.
Yeah, you're really hurting our heads. When you're in your 40s or 50s, Vicky, believe me, you'll take anybody you can get. Because right now, you're at the cute age. You're young. People want you. When you're in the 50s, it's not as easy to get those young dudes because there are women that are younger competing against
you. She should get a job as a teacher, and then she can do all this all she wants because that's all the rage.
It's a great fantasy. There's a lot of books about the wise, sexually aware woman teaching the young one. I love those stories.
I was hanging out with my buddy Ethan HD, who's a great wrestler in town, and we were just BSing him. Somehow we got in the conversation like Mary Kay Letourneau and teachers. It always seems to be the hot teacher hitting on the student.
Love it.
And it always ends because the student can't keep his mouth shut and decides to let everyone. Of course, you're in high school, you want to brag about getting laid, and you're bragging about the fact that you're banging the teacher.
Oh, yeah.
But think about it, like, as an adult, us in our 40s, you almost wish you could go back in time and tell the young version of you, like, look, if you have a chance of getting nonstop action from a teacher, keep your mouth shut. No kid ever keeps their mouth shut.
Yep.
Like, just stay quiet, enjoy the experience, and you probably get pretty good grades out of the deal.
Steve, the wisdom of where you are now.
Right.
Yeah. By the way, there's a hot teacher figure right now on a show I'm watching that's just the epitome of that.
Oh, like, really?
She's the older teacher, and man.
Saved by the Bell?
No, it's that new Sabrina show on Netflix.
How are you liking that one?
I love that show. I'm binge watching the heck out of it on my own schedule, but I'm like, I love it. I love that show.
Because my wife just got hooked on, was it Riverdale?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I haven't watched that.
Oh, she loves that show. And so she figured, well, if I love that show, I'm going to check out the Sabrina one. She's like, I think it's a little too dark for my own.
Yeah, it's dark, but I don't mind it.
Yeah.
And the woman that I'm talking about is on that show, the teacher, who started off as like a really schoolmarmy teacher. Spoiler alert. But then she gets possessed by the devil, if you will. And, oh, I love her. And Michelle Gomez, I've loved when she played a big character on Doctor Who. And she is just like, it's all those fantasies of the super sexy teacher.
She looks like she looks like the 101 Dalmatians lady.
Yeah, she does. She's
Cruella DeVille.
Yeah, yeah. She Thank does. You. She's so good. God, she's so good in that role, and she's so damn sexy.
Oh, quick, big question from a texter. My kid just asked me what a dong is.
Oh,
it's a bird.
It's the opposite of a ding.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a bird. It's a bird. Flies around.
Well, don't forget ding dongs.
Yeah,
they're still around.
But I don't want to say it's a tasty treat when they're trying to figure out what a dong is.
Yeah. It's the Vietnamese
with a
great currency.
Cream filling.
It's the Vietnamese currency.
There you go.
Oh, dong. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. That works too. One texter says, I'm with you, BJ. That teacher is hot.
Yeah. She's a good actor, man. That Michelle Gomez is a national treasure. I think she's actually a British national treasure. It doesn't matter. She's so awesome. Oh. Well, we're going to look back at some of our favorite moments from the past year. Can you believe it's the end of the year? It's that time. Yep, it's the best that we can do for 2018. We're going to start things off at 9:17 right here on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle, is Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show. We're using Danny's cell phone number at 206-449-1181.
Not doing Listeners on the Loose. We're doing the best that we can do.
Oh, well, you know what? Then don't call us then. Never mind. We're done with that, and I blame Vicky.
All right.
There you go. Perfect. Yeah, that's right. This is a special thing this week because this is the last week of the year where we present
on some of our favorite memories of the year. Some people have texted us with some things that they reminisced on. So we compiled a bunch of them. And all this week, we're going to be going back and listening to some of them.
And it is brought to you by the Shane Company, the best that we could do. That's right. It's the best that we could do. Brought to you by Shane Company. Thank you.
Mm.
Ah, see that?
Nice work.
We didn't have an intro. I thought I would make a nice intro for this. Or if we have an intro, Danny forgot to play it. Yeah. You know what? Yeah, Danny and Vicky are both to blame. But back in July, you remember this guy, Steve. I do like this one. I totally forgot about this. And this was perhaps one of the coolest people we've ever talked to.
Oh, gosh.
And he was 12.
Yes.
Yeah. And it was back in July. We were talking about Reggie, the 12-year-old kid that made the news for mowing other people's lawns. And we were so inspired by the story. We said, we got to find this kid. And boy, am I happy that we did. This poor woman in Cleveland named Lucille. You know what she did? All she tried to do was just get her lawn mowed.
Okay.
So she hired a 12-year-old to mow her lawn. But for some reason, her neighbors called the cops because, well, the kid accidentally mowed part of their lawn. And
how dare he?
And no, they just couldn't have that. So here's Lucille going, I don't know. What are you doing?
My neighbors that stay in that house right there. So I guess I have like a line where part of it is not my yard. They called the police to tell the police that the kids was cutting their grass. Who does that? Who does that? They called the police for everything. They called the police because my kids was throwing snowballs. They called the police because my child was crying because he was getting a whooping. Who does that?
Okay.
Who calls the police for everything? They should be glad these kids not out here breaking their car windows out.
Oh, yeah.
They should be glad the kids not out here still in their cars.
That's true.
You called the police because the kids is out here cutting the grass, and they cut the grass that wasn't a part of our grass. I don't know what part is my grass and what part is your grass.
Who does that, BJ?
Yeah, who does that?
Who does that?
Yeah, you know, I was on Lucille's side for a little bit. For a little bit, I was on her side.
Then what happened?
Well, the excuses she gave about the other times the police would call were...
the snowballs? Yeah. Everyone does that as kids.
You know, and then the kid crying from a whooping. I think those are legitimate times you should call the police, Lucille.
Who
does that?
I mean, she's trying to come up with analogies, and she's basically coming up with, like, horrible analogies. Because those are good reasons to call the police, Lucille.
Why are the cops calling when I'm beating up on my kids?
Reggie's just saying, look, I'm trying to make a dollar, sir. That's all I'm trying to do, and here is his side of the story.
They say I was cutting their grass, but I didn't know it. I was like, that's a shame, because I didn't know. Listen, I'm having fun at the same time cutting. I like just being out the house. Just give me a call. I will be there on time.
He's better than most landscapers.
Let me tell you,
he'd be there on time.
How about Reggie? Reggie's got
who
the
opportunity. Who does that?
What landscaper shows up on time?
I agree.
Who does that?
Can I say how brilliant Reggie is? Reggie's using this as an opportunity to advertise.
Yeah, marketing. Yeah. He's like, you need your lawn mowed? I'm Reggie. Yeah, just contact me, ReggieTheLawnMower.com.
I'll do your lawn, the neighbor's lawn, everyone's lawn.
I'm loving Reggie. Boy, you know what? There's a lesson to you right there, because here he is in the news, and what does he do? He just talks about, I'm happy, I'm having fun, and I'll be on time.
I think Rev's talking to the mom right now.
Oh, yeah. This is fantastic.
I think it's brilliant. If you look at the video, you see, like, he cuts the lawn, and his cousins are the ones sweeping up the grass.
We got Reggie.
Ladies
and gentlemen, here he is, all the way from the great land of Cleveland, the best landscaper who's 12.
That's right.
It's Reggie, everybody. Reggie!
Hello?
Is this Reggie?
Yes.
Reggie, how are you, my friend?
Reggie's the man.
Good.
No. Dude, you're all over the news, and you've already raised $36,000 on your GoFundMe. You're like the best thing to come out of Cleveland since LeBron.
Hey, Reggie, I'm going to tell you this right now, Reggie. I am 57 years old, and you already have proven that you know more than me. You're going to be able to do more than me, make more money than me. Reggie, you are an inspiration, my friend. I cannot tell you how proud I am. Your parents did such a great job raising you.
Reggie, when did you start realizing, oh my gosh, all of a sudden, like, you're looking at your GoFundMe, like, okay, I've already reached the $1,000 goal I had for Reggie Boys with a Z. And now all of a sudden, now it's at $36,000. What was going on in your head while all this is happening?
I was confused.
I have a question for Reggie.
You got a question?
So they said that the cops were called on you because you were mowing someone else's lawn than the lawn that you were supposed to mow. I don't know anybody that would have an issue with somebody mowing their lawn for them. Like, were you just like, what the hell's going on? Why are these people calling the cops on me? I'm just trying to help people out.
Yeah, I only cut a little bit of grass.
Yeah.
I mean, I was confused. I didn't know what was going on. I thought they was here for a different reason. I thought I was in trouble.
Everybody's lawn needs mowing. Why would you be in trouble for accidentally helping somebody take care of their own lawn? But yeah, this is a crazy world. Oh, man. Now, Reggie, Steve has an idea for you, because you've got a great business card. You already have a great business model. You know how to build a good business. You are a great PR guy. But Steve thinks what you don't have is a catchphrase.
Yeah, so you got Reggie Boy's Lawn Mowing Company, and then you have the soundbite of that lady going,
who does that?
And you say, Reggie does. ReggieDoes.com.
Yeah, think about that, because that's all she's all over the news saying. Who does that? Who does that?
Who does that?
So, Lucille, you use her voice, and it's like, who does that? Reggie does that, and that's because you're
on time.
On time, on your lawn. Reggie's impressed. No, he's not that impressed, Steve.
Hey, Reggie, what do you think? On time, all the time. He's already got his catchphrase. He doesn't need us to help.
Oh, Reggie, man. Thank you so much. Tell your mom. I think she's awesome. She did such a great job. And Reggie, you're an inspiration this morning. We here in Seattle, we're just loving this story, Reggie. You're a great kid.
We tried. It might not show, but we did.
This is BJ and Migs, the best that we could do on The Rock.
Who does that,
Steve?
Who does that?
Best that
I
we could do.
Forgot all about that woman.
Oh, yeah. Man, that kid, $36,000 in his GoFundMe. All from just because he was just mowing the wrong lawn. Now, we are looking back on our favorite moments of 2018. This was a Facebook drama from back in June that involved a man that has 8 kids with 6 different partners.
Now, it's time for Facebook drama.
And BJ, once again, this is our opportunity to point out the idiots on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
There's an actual Facebook post. The drama unfolds because of it. And this time around, BJ will be playing the role of the original poster. You will be Greg.
Greg!
Rev, you will be Renee.
Sweet.
And I'll play the role of Ron. So once again, Greg is the original poster. So BJ, please take it away.
Ah! Another Father's Day pass. What a great day yesterday was.
Happy Father's Day times 7. Isn't that how many kids you have now?
It's 8, thank you very much.
Dude, 8 kids? You've been busy since high school, seriously. And your wife is a champ for having that many kids.
Ha, yeah, right. He has 8 kids from 6 different baby mamas. I'm one of them. Don't congratulate him.
Oh, whoops. Well, that's a lot. But didn't you wish him a happy Father's Day, too?
It was more like a, happy Father's Day, give me my child support you owe me, you jackass, type of post.
You're gonna get it soon.
Well, this got awkward fast, I guess. Well, still, happy Father's Day?
Yeah, thanks.
You are not...
Actually, he is, times 8.
You were hoping that we were good?
Oh, man, that seems like a lot of work.
This is BJ and Migs, the best that we could do on The Rock.
Who does that?
We did it all year, Steve. That's what the best that we could do for 2018. Yeah, we're rolling through that. Man, that's... Eight kids with 6 different moms.
That guy is getting laid.
Yeah, he is, but he's got to put that raincoat on. Man, every time I think I'm not a good father, I can look to that guy.
Well, you don't know. He could be a good father.
How the hell could he take care of 8 kids?
I don't know.
6 different ladies. I mean, with all the child support, there's no way. And, of course, that one woman wasn't happy in the drama.
I mean, playing catches is a lot easier, though. You have a whole team.
That's right. We're ready to go.
Right.
You're ready to help out the Mariners with his family.
Sure as hell could use it right now.
You really? Hey, you know, I am, just like you, I'm very surprised that the Mariners had a fire sale. You're disappointed. I am surprised. I didn't think they would go as deep as they went, but...
I'm not surprised. To say disappointed is wrong, because I know that they're doing it for the right reasons. So yeah. I have hope that this is going to lead to maybe season in 2020 or 2021, we have a very good ball club. But it's just going to suck because it was, I mean, you had a team that almost had 90 wins, 89
yeah.
wins.
Yeah.
But I get why they got to make these changes.
This could be the worst opening day ever, too.
This is going to be a worst season ever.
Because, first of all, no one's going to have any hopes at all of what it's, you know, that this team is going to be good. And then they got to face the world champions. Like, you're seeing the exact opposite of what the Mariners are on the first game of next year.
Steve, for like the last at least 2 years, probably
about
even
5 years
long.
Now.
Yeah, you've been saying they'll go to the World Series.
That's not happening.
And you're just not even trying.
This
now.
Might mean they'll have a great season. If Steve's finally actually going to say they
good
suck,
point.
They might finally it'll be a reverse of what happens.
Come on. Let's be realistic.
Come on.
Who does that?
Who gets rid of every star player?
I will tell you this. The Yankees, nobody thought they would have gone to the playoffs last year, and they ended up they were a game away from the World Series.
I hope you're right, man. I hope you're right. But when your own general manager says, look, we're taking a big step backwards with hopes of taking many steps forward, that's not something you ever hear from a general manager.
But if Felix all of a sudden bounces back and goes crazy,
that will piss me off, actually.
Yeah, you're right. If he bounces back and has an amazing year, and then you realize, gosh, if we just, you know, somehow, some way kept Paxton. But I'm telling you this, I think people are going to be pleasantly surprised.
I hope you're right.
I think they're going to get about 89 wins again. That's what I think.
You think so?
Yeah, I do. I think that they're talented enough. You know, I got to see how the pitching turns out, but, you know, look, Edwin Diaz was a great player.
Think I'm the crazy guy with the false optimism.
But, you know, Edwin Diaz is a great player. But you know what? You don't need a guy to save as many games as he did. That means your team's in trouble when you need a guy to save as many games as he did. You know, you hope your guy, you know, decent guy saves around 40 games a year. That's great. It means you got a team that, you know, they win the close games. But they need to whoop on some people. That's what I need to see happen.
Which means they need better players.
I like the guys I got.
I hope you're right, man. I'll be pumped if they get 70 wins.
They say we got the shortstop of the future from the Phillies. They said we got that dude.
That doesn't mean it's next year is not the future.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, the general manager made that very clear.
Yeah, you're right.
I hope you're right.
Trying to be happy about it.
Yeah.
It does suck that the Red Sox are coming to town, and everything I've been reading, they're saying that they're pretty much ready to go back-to-back. Like, their team is, the core is intact. Everything's happy. They've made a couple of good signings. And meanwhile, there's the Mariners.
Who does that?
The Mariners did that. Yeah. Who do you think? Here's a Steve. I got a question for you.
Okay.
Who do you think will win a championship first? The new Seattle hockey team or the Mariners?
The new Seattle hockey team. I think the new Seattle hockey team and the new Seattle XFL team will win championships before the Seattle Mariners.
Hot take there.
Whoa.
Hot take.
Now, granted, the XFL team might only have one season to make that happen.
Yeah.
But hopefully they have the same success as the Seattle Seawolves in rugby.
I like this plan.
Yep.
All right. It is the best that we can do for 2018. And we're going to continue looking back at our favorite favorite moments from the past year. We'll do that at 9:33 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It is the best that we can do for 2018. And back in October, we came across audio of an opera singing donkey? An opera singing donkey.
Yeah, they weren't singing.
Well, just the way this was typed.
Donkey.
That's all. I wasn't sure if we were missing words, but yes.
October, we came across audio of an opera singing donkey.
Yeah. So an opera singing donkey.
Sounds like proper.
I'm not gonna go do it. I read it wrong. That's on me.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, I read it wrong.
You're going up to it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go into it.
The best that we can do.
Yeah. So it's the best that we can do is what we're doing. This is a donkey. Her name is not Dominic. Her name is Harriet.
Oh, okay.
She's hanging out in the field.
Harriet, the Christmas donkey.
Well, she's actually not the Christmas donkey. People are calling her the opera donkey. And the reason being is the way she greets a guy who walks past her, she's hitting some high notes, and that's why they're calling her Harriet the Opera Donkey.
That's the best part.
That really is. Honestly, if you'd have told me that was an opera singer, you know, just doing a little practicing, I would have never thought that was Harriet the Donkey.
Yeah, if you said that's an opera singer at maybe 6 in the morning, clearing out its throat, like, yeah, all right, maybe by an hour it'll warm it up. It's definitely better than Yoko Ono singing. Yeah. Right?
Hey, Steve.
Yeah?
Can you make the same noise?
Well, I think I might need to belch like that donkey first to start things off.
I
want
to see if you can do an impression.
Oh, well, even someone just texted. We have to hear your take, Steve.
Oh, do we really? Why do the texters ask for these?
Because they clearly hate me and hate you.
Yeah, you're right.
They hate me because they're making me do it, and they hate you because you have to listen to it.
You're right. This is a mutual hatred society going on here.
It's like a double down.
Okay.
You are just like the best at animal impressions.
Is he, though?
And I would love to hear this.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is a new perfume, but I smell sarcasm coming from your way.
Sarcasm by Chanel.
Yeah. All right. So I got to pretend that PJ's walking by me.
Oh, yo, really?
Yeah, I got
to
climb.
What, jackass to jackass? Is that what's happening?
You got to give him a ginger nut biscuit.
Yeah. No, you don't, PJ.
Oh, yeah. You close your eyes. I got a ginger nut for you.
All right, so here we go. Like I was there.
Yeah. Wow.
I thought there was a donkey in this room.
Yeah.
Donkey. That felt good.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It looked good, too.
It looked great.
Yeah, it really did.
That blood is on that texter's hand.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I do not want to do that.
Your amazing animal impressions. Oh, you got a little closer there.
Better. See?
Yeah.
It's early. I didn't belch first.
You know what? You sound just like an opera donkey. Can you look at Vicky when you do that, though?
Steve the Opera Donkey.
Steve the Opera Donkey.
It's getting better.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing.
Gone from awful to terrible.
Yeah, there you go. Vicky, there's no donkey in this room, but there are a bunch of jackasses.
You're welcome. Wow, Danny's really bringing it. Yeah, I'd rather hear you.
I'm starting to think my singing is actually sounding better.
Yeah, oh, please, as long as, anything except Danny's amazing humor this morning.
One person says, I'm sitting in traffic making singing donkey noises. I love that. We should all do it together.
Oh, should we?
Yes.
Oh, great. Gives Vicky another reason to use her high voice. Do we really want that?
Oh, somebody says, that's the worst noise that's ever entered in my ear.
All right.
Well, another person says, definitely an ass in the studio. Love Cougar Ben.
All right.
And what in the Jurassic Park was that?
So what are we doing, a group donkey?
So on the count of three, we all just go right into the singing part?
Yeah.
All right.
That's great. We'll do the group donkey, which does really sound bad as well.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
One, two, three.
Donkey.
Okay.
So we.
Hey, it's Dominic the Donkey.
I expected this.
We tried.
It might not show, but we did.
This is BJ and Migs, the best that we could do on The Rock.
I don't know about that last piece. Really?
I'm questioning this whole thing.
I don't know, man. Harmonizing donkey sounded pretty badass.
I'm tweeting out the video right now, by the way.
So he says, sounds like Steve was getting his prostate checked.
Yeah, sure.
That's exactly what it sounded like.
I feel like just with all the things.
Yearly is coming up soon.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations. Dr. Jellyfinger coming by, huh? Yeah, congratulations. It is the best that we can do for 2018. This was a big year for my son, Joey Dees. As he
was
shared
it?
It was. Oh, a huge year for Joey Dees. Turned 30.
That was this year.
Yeah, big year. He also shared with us back in August that he went to a mosh pit for the first time in his life.
Apparently, the Rev just informed me that there's a good story about Joey Dees that came from Friday night's Pain in the Grass. Right, Rev?
Yes, that is. This is what happened.
Are you still here, Rev?
Mostly.
Okay, good. I'm curious to hear how this unfolded, and I wonder if this is his first, or as Danny would say, first time this happened to Joey Dees.
It definitely was, and this was crazy. So Danny and I wrapped up a majority of our work right as Lamb of God was getting into their set.
Okay.
So we went into the pit to, get some pictures and, rock out, right?
Yeah.
So we're going through the crowd and we run into Ian. From Metal Shop.
Awesome.
Start talking, having a good time. During this, Danny disappears. So I go, hey man, Ian, do you know where Danny is? He goes, oh yeah, dude, I know exactly where he is. Starts dragging me through the crowd. Turns around and goes, there he is. I take one step forward and he shoves me into the middle of the mosh pit.
Oh, that's the best thing I've ever seen.
Dude, I am that guy doing 40 in a 60. They start shoving me forward.
Uh-huh.
I'm pinballing off of all these dudes.
This is your first time in a pit.
First time.
Oh, this is awesome.
Yeah. And I run into this small, jacked Italian dude who looks up at me and gives me the biggest shove back into the middle, right? And the middle of the mosh pit is like the safety zone.
Yep.
And I bump into one guy, bump into the second guy,
like
and
a pinball.
And smash into the middle of it. And who do I smash into? It's Danny.
Ian did help you find Danny.
He helped me find Danny. I thought I was kidding. Danny's sitting there like, oh, hey, man, what's up? How do you like the mosh pit? And I look like I come out of a haunted house. I'm freaked out.
Oh, yeah. The first time doing a mosh pit is terrifying.
Well, and I'm 6'4", Steve. So when I'm in there, I'm hitting everyone with my elbows.
Yeah. Oh.
Did you get knocked down at all?
Oh, no. I did not fall over. You should have seen me like a gazelle. Just, whoa, spinning back and forth.
Okay. So awesome.
You were very gazelle-like.
That is the first time that animal's ever been compared to your movements.
That's so sweet. It's a very wholesome thought.
Yeah, but the best part is, once I got to Danny, I was like, you want to go back in and start shoving some more people? Because I got amped all of a sudden. I was like,
oh boy.
I want to get these guys back because you see him going around and around and around. Yep. And I'm like, he's the one that pushed
me. Yeah. But you know what? He'd probably be the first guy to pick you back up if you went down.
Oh, 100%.
You'd hope. I mean, I think that's always been the mantra of a mosh pit is as soon as someone gets down, you pick them back up.
Well, that was right after I got...
Otherwise, he's a douche.
Yeah, well, once I got to the middle, I realized how many people were falling over. And I'm like, oh, man, I don't want to fall anyone. I'll really hurt someone.
Yeah, well, I was talking to one of the security guys during Slayer. He said there's a guy that just kept crowd surfing. And every time the security had to pull him back, and he says, as the show went on, he progressively got more bloody, the guy.
Oh.
The crowd surfer. Like, his face was getting more and more bloody. And he's like, but minus the blood, you could not tell because the guy was smiling every time. And finally, the security guy's like, are you okay? And the guy looks at him and goes, I'm having the best time of my life. And I'm like, yeah, typically a bloody face is not going to constitute me having the best time of my life.
Nope.
But you know what? Good on him.
It's our version of everyone getting a participation trophy.
This is BJ and Meg's The Best That We Could Do on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. And now... we asked life's biggest question. What do Ryan Castle and Secret Santa have in common? I'm going to tell you, the 948 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a Secret Santa have in common?
It's free, so if you complain, you're a terrible person.
Yeah, that's a good point.
She said, both put a smile on Steve's face with a meat log.
Oh, that's true.
Steve loves the old summer sausage.
Geesh.
I truly do.
Mm-hmm.
I spend weeks eating that. BJ has ended up having to deal with both.
Whoa, wait a minute now.
Yeah.
All right, it's good.
Steve loves sitting on their laps.
Yeah, he does.
It's no secret.
Steve Sackett disappoints both. Love you, Steve.
Oh, ching, ching, ching-a-ling.
Ding, ding, ding-a-ling.
Well, being, you know, Secret Santa, a lot of folks, you know, they got the spending limits of $20-$30, and some folks think it's tough. But actually, there is an answer at the top of this list of the best gifts to give if you have a $20 or $30 limit.
$20 or $30?
Yeah.
No, that's the gift, $20 or $30.
That would be
that's
awesome.
A great idea. Secret Santa gave me a $20. That'd be the greatest Secret Santa.
That's
ever.
A great idea. Right? Said I have a $20 limit. I would just put a $20 bill in a box.
Right.
$20 and a free admission pass to Little Darlings.
Oh, okay, see, nice. All right, now it's stepping up.
That's one lap dance.
Yeah.
From what I'm told.
Rumor has it.
Ryan Kessel doesn't know about a lot of things, but he knows about a 12-pack of dancers. I don't know, but he's got a 12-pack of something next.
BJ and Migs' play of the day.
Got this new survey asking kids between the ages of 8 and 17 years old to name the most embarrassing things that their parents do.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. The number one is a classic, especially if there's a new person in your life romantically.
Okay.
You know, and you go see the parents for the first time. What do?
Take their pants off.
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh, Jesus. To get comfortable.
Well, I know what your wife had to go through when she met your parents.
It was very awkward.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or looking at their different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you up front about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.